They're finally here.
The new No Amateurs men's and women's t-shirts and keychains.
The men's tees are a soft, high-quality, pre-shrunk cotton poly blend.
It's sport royal blue.
Displaying the No Amateurs logo with the waving American flag centered atop.
Available in medium, large, extra large, and double extra large.
The women's tees are a lightweight, super soft, high-quality, pre-shrunk cotton poly blend.
In royal blue.
And are fitted, displaying the No Amateurs logo with the waving American flag.
Available in small, medium, large, and extra large.
The keychains are made from durable rubber with the No Amateurs logo and the waving American flag.
T-shirts just $22.95.
Keychains just $5.
Please add $6.95 for shipping and handling for all orders inside the U.S.
Order any two shirts and get a free No Amateurs keychain.
Available at lousantini.com.
LOUSANTINI.com.
Say no to amateurs.
And go pro.
And order your No Amateurs t-shirt and keychain today.
Warning, the podcast you are about to hear is often based on true events and people. It chronicles the dialogue and actions of random, anonymous, obnoxious, self-entitled, unintelligent, self-centered idiots, attention whores, ignoramuses, dolts, clods, nimrods, douches, weirdos, drama queens, overly sensitive crybabies, and people who think they are better, more important, and special than the rest of us. In one word, amateurs.
It's Amateur Nation with Lou Santini. We call attention to and call out the amateurs. You know, the people who are doing life wrong, the speed bumps of life, the people that are in your way every day. Here they are, the unintelligent, obnoxious, attention-whoring, self-entitled drama queen victim types who chip away at the moments of your life due to no self-awareness, common sense, manners, or social skills, and are disturbing the flow of the pros. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hey, Lou.
Amateur Nation, it's not just a podcast, it's a movement. This is episode 149, Amateur Splaining. A free t-shirt and keychain is up for grabs if I use your topic idea or read your comment on or about the show. Or you can buy them. Get them in time for Christmas. I'm very good about getting orders for t-shirts or keychains and getting them out either that day or the very next day, as soon as possible. You can get those at lousantini.com/shop. Or subscribe to my Lou Santini Entertainment YouTube page. Same goes for Facebook. Find me on Instagram on my new uncensored account that I get to rebuild from scratch thanks to the communist censorship, at lou.santini3. And now you can find me on Getter, at Lou Santini, and on TikTok, at Amateur Nation. Now, before I get started, I'd like to touch upon a few quick tidbits that are COVID-related, of which we are all tired of hearing. Here we go. We have yet another teacher gone wild, telling her students to wear their masks over their noses. Here's why. So she doesn't get sick and miss the Harry Styles concert, where she would be surrounded by, I don't know, thousands, tens of thousands of people not wearing masks, sitting or standing shoulder to shoulder, much closer than her few dozen students, which are, what, 20 feet away or farther? Now, you can see the video of this incompetent amateur on YouTube, and don't forget to watch my parody commercial of Girls Gone Wild called Teachers Gone Wild. You could do a YouTube search, Teachers Gone Wild parody. As well as a special episode with an educator talking about the state of education in America. It's a few episodes back, I believe episode 146. And in Colorado, yet another psycho teacher is taping masks to her students' faces. I mean, I, of course, am not the first person to report on these amateur teachers taping masks, i.e. abusing children and humiliating them and causing them physical, mental, and emotional harm. And yet, this teacher in Colorado joins the fight in stupidity in Amateur Nation and doubles down, and she does it too. Now, listen carefully. A common denominator with these psycho teachers, besides real mental illness and lack of emotional maturity, is that they try to relate to the kids rather than teach. They try to be their buddies, their friends, their confidants. And the kids in schools these days know personal things about their teachers. I from kindergarten through 12th grade, I can honestly say I knew nothing about my teacher's personal lives? Nothing other than were they, you know, Mrs. or Miss Jones, right? Were they married or not? That's it. I mean, if they mentioned they had a child or a kid or something, it was in passing, or but it certainly wasn't part of their teaching curriculum. It wasn't their, they weren't using things from their personal life and drawing from their personal lives as a way to teach the students. That's what a tutor might be for. Or maybe a college professor, but from kindergarten through 12, I knew nothing about the personal lives of my teachers. And you know what? I should not have. Because then when you're the teacher and you're giving up all kinds of personal information and trying to be buddy-buddy with the students, especially the older students because they're closer to your age, you lose authority and more importantly, you lose power. And power is important when you are a teacher. It doesn't mean you're abusive. It doesn't mean, you know, it's I say you do. But there has to be a level of respect there. And if you don't have authority and power and the students look at you, hey, he's one of us, except he or she is just a little bit older. You're done. You're not going to get any teaching in. The students aren't going to really learn anything because they're too busy thinking, hey, I got a friend. Students need to learn about hierarchy, power, and obedience in everyday life, as well as learning fundamentals. The hierarchy, power, and obedience simply comes from acting like you are in a position of authority. Not telling all your students about how you're going to a Harry Styles concert and what you do on your off time, and then bitching and complaining to students that they're not wearing their masks because it affects your personal lives. That is a bad teacher. Now I'd like to tell you a brief story about someone I know personally, but has asked to remain anonymous to protect her job, which is sad, but I understand it. A few months ago, this friend of mine left her home state of Ohio to move to Virginia to work at not only a new job, but what could be the start of a career of which she is very enthusiastic and knowledgeable. I want to say it's only been about 6 months, and recently she messages me, and you can sense the frustration and, frankly, sadness, as her opening line in her message was, and I quote, "My job mandated the vaccine." Just right out of the gate, "My job mandated the vaccine." I know this person, so I didn't get the, "Hey, how are you? I hope things are well," whatever. I could sense the sadness and frustration by the fact that she just dove right into it. She goes on, and I quote, "They mandated it, or you have to get a weekly COVID test. My apartment lease ends in February, so the worst case scenario is I tell my employers they're paying for the test, and if they end up firing me, then good riddance. I do not," and she capitalized not, "want the jab. I'm just scared it's going to be inevitable anyways. I'm hoping something happens before it's required. The mandate starts January 4th for any employers with over 100 people. It's currently on hold because 27 states have pushed back. Ever since I've gotten to Virginia, I've been sick thinking this might happen. I'm trying to better my life by exploring and doing new things, but the first month here, I was harassed by women at work and my Airbnb host for not being vaccinated. The information was basically manipulated out of me. Now that my job has sent the mandate email, I've been physically sick this week from stress. I'm the only person I know here that hasn't gotten vaccinated, and it feels like I have this huge target on my back. People here are crazy. Even my roommate is shoving it down my throat. I think it'll end up working out. I just need to stick with what I believe, but my mental health is being severely affected." First of all, Godspeed, friend. Second of all, a mandate is not a law. And third, if everyone but her is vaccinated, what are they worried about then? Why would anyone worry about who's unvaccinated if they're vaccinated and believe in its effectiveness? Answer, because they know it doesn't work. They know it's probably going to harm them or kill them, and they don't want to suffer alone. But they will. Here's what's happening in Amateur Nation.
Topic number one.
As I mentioned last week, have you seen the commercial for Google Pixel 6? It's a new cell phone, and they brag about the camera that works for all skin tones, because all those other phone cameras only take pictures of white people effectively. If you're dumb enough to fall for that kind of marketing, you deserve to lose every penny you have by any shyster that comes down the pipe. "Hey, I just got these new glasses that help me see all races, even the minority ones. I'm green American with envy." I'm seeing a more blatant attempt to pander in advertising. look, it's a guy in a wheelchair. And that lady is missing a leg, and she shops at Amazon. Well, that guy must weigh 500 pounds. Their customers are so diverse. Even minorities and the handicapped and fat people shop there. They must also like the earth and hate racism. I'll buy from them. It has to stop. One might argue, well, it's because you notice more minorities and handicapped people that shows how white advertising is. No, no. It shows the virtue signaling the ad agencies and corporations and how stupid they think you are to think that only thin, able-bodied white people only buy goods and services. Only that group. Why would anyone care who else buys what you want or need? You do know serial killers and rapists have probably bought the same dishwashing liquid as you, right? And of course, minorities, handicapped, and severely out of shape have a place on TV advertising, duh. But stop being so blatant about filling a quota, a diversity quota. You're embarrassing yourselves, advertisers, and you're insulting our intelligence in the process. In one commercial, I'll see a black trans amputee holding hands with a 400-pound Asian woman in a wheelchair while a carefully selected background song plays that blends hip-hop and Latin influences sung by some minority who is careful to sound white. The spot ends and I couldn't tell what the hell was being sold. Amateurs.
Topic number two.
I don't understand the concept of plus-size models. Stop shrieking, amateurs. Listen before you cancel, all right? I don't understand, didn't say I didn't like it, the concept, I didn't say the people, the concept of plus-size models. It doesn't mean there aren't attractive fat people. It doesn't mean we shouldn't have plus-size models and clothing for plus-size people. People come in all shapes and sizes, of course. Big people need clothing too, duh. But I thought the very definition of being a model meant fit. Fitter than the average person. Fit in a way to make the clothes look even better than they actually are. You always hear like, why are these models so skinny? I had a female friend of mine who shall remain nameless. I don't want to give out too information. Let's just say she's in the entertainment business. But before she was an entertainer, she was indeed a runway model. She was well over 6 feet tall. And she talks about it very openly to anyone who asks. They ask, you know, why'd you get out of modeling? And she's like, I'm over 6 feet tall, and they wanted her to weigh 105 pounds. 105 pounds being over 6 feet tall. And she, of course, was like, well, I can't do that. I won't do that. She did got skinnier, you know, and she's filled out nicely. She's a nice figure now. It's in proportion to her body and her frame. But when she was younger, she's like, I can only get so I can't do this anymore, because she was feeling unhealthy and anemic and tired and resentful. She wasn't enjoying modeling. And I understand that. But she did say the reason a lot of runway models in particular are so skinny is because it makes the clothes stand out, not the model's figure. She's like, big boobs would be a distraction from the clothing. A big bulbous butt would be a distraction from the clothing. If you're selling jeans that flatter your butt, that would make sense. But the type of modeling she was doing wouldn't make any sense. You know, and conversely, if you're trying to model these clothes that generally are being sold to thin, semi-fit people, well, it doesn't make sense to have a model with a big fat belly and flabby arms and no ass. And I mean, I get that. Isn't that common sense? But amateurs hear that as if that's an attack on those people, as if they're bad people, like they're inherently bad people. That is not the case. For me, plus-size model is like having a slowest race car division. Right? You go to the races, like, all right, those are all the fast cars. Now let's have a race with all the slowest cars. It doesn't seem to make... I'm the best bad swimmer. It doesn't make sense. Now, I mention this because here's your headline from Yahoo News. Tess Holliday slams newspapers for sharing photos of her eating at Disneyland. Okay, I didn't know who Tess Holliday was. So Tess Holliday apparently is a plus-size model. Here's what the article says. Tess Holliday hit back at outlets. Well, at least she got some exercise hitting back. Come on, you got to give me that one. She hit back at outlets who shared photos of her eating while enjoying a day at Disneyland with her family. She says, in the 10 hours I was there, I walked miles, went on rides. Yeah, which is great for toning. Not so much for muscle mass, but, you know, riding rides. That'll get you in shape. And yeah, ate some great food. The Daily Mail and Daily Mirror decided to share some paparazzi photos of me at my most tired, and only in the moments when I was eating food. It's corny. Yeah, she had to use a food-based adjective. Okay, all right, that's two. I get it. I'll take my hits. It's corny and it's harmful, not just to me, but to every single person who looks like me, which is a huge percentage of the world right now. Yeah, I like how she's hurt, but she's trying to make it seem like this hurts everybody. Look how good I am as a representative for everyone. Yeah, nice try. Don't shit on my cupcake and call it frosting. So you're upset that tabloid journalism took candid photos of you in public. Welcome to celebrity, pseudo-victim. You mean like The Inquirer and Weekly World News type tabloids and TMZ that catch other celebrities without makeup at the beach with their nip slips, without that nice makeup and hair and lighting, you know, in everyday life? Look, you want the cushy job of being not only a model, but a fat model. And by the way, modeling is hard work. I say cushy, meaning that it's very lucrative and very high profile with a big financial reward. So you want the cushy job of being a fat model. Guess what? Like everything in life, it comes with a price. And yes, it's sad that America is the fattest country on the planet. Doesn't make it right. Certainly doesn't make it healthy. You, Tess Holliday, have the right to be fat. And you have the right to be a fat model. You have a right to have a lucrative, financially rewarding career in that. You also have a right to be skinny or blonde or covered in tattoos head to toe. But no one has to like your look or champion its cause. Only you do. What happened to, well, you do you, man? You do you. Yeah, as long as we like you doing you and shower you with attention and praise and call you brave for doing nothing but simply existing, we have lives to live, amateurs. Subscribe to my Facebook and YouTube pages, Lou Santini Entertainment, and my Instagram, @lou.santini3, and find me on Getter, @LouSantini, TikTok, @AmateurNation. And real quick, don't forget to check out yet another parody song. It's a parody of the song, I'm So Pretty and He Like That. It's called He's So Stupid and We Hate That. I do have a link on whatever podcast platform you are listening to this show on, but you can also check out the actual video for the song and see and read along with the lyrics on my YouTube page, Lou Santini Entertainment. Topic number three is next.
There's been an odd shift in human behavior over the last 15 plus years. A sense of entitlement. A constant need for attention.
Ironically coupled with the need to be left alone.
A desire to be treated the same as everyone else. Stupidly combined with the mindset of, I'm special, so treat me accordingly.
Introducing the book, Amateur Nation. The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills. The second edition.
Inside, you'll read,
The Amateur Mission Statement.
The 30 Truths About Amateurs. The 4 Stages of Being an Amateur.
Amateur habitats and history.
Social media plus me, me, me equals amateur.
Technology and amateur behavior.
With dozens of real funny photos, weird signs, and laugh out loud real life accounts and actual conversations vividly showing how us pros are surrounded by amateur nation every day. Download the expanded second edition of the ebook Amateur Nation, The Decline of Common Sense, Manners, and Social Skills.
The second expanded edition, available now.
Be a pro. Go to Amazon. Type Amateur Nation.
Topic number three.
You know, just because something is on the news, any news at all, doesn't mean it's true. It's sad to say, but that statement actually is true. Fake news does indeed exist. Critical thinking and questioning the news and its source is more important now than ever. Take the Kyle Rittenhouse case. The Kyle Rittenhouse self-defense case is now the benchmark for mainstream media reporting, rather inventing so-called facts and passing them off as truth. Not to mention newscasters, broadcasters, and reporters making inflammatory statements and opinions designed to sway public opinion, and yes, on both sides. But indeed, there are some straightaway facts about this case that are irrefutable, that need mentioning again and often and everywhere. For the amateurs that say, oh, he crossed state lines. Yeah, well, he actually lives 25 minutes away and the weapon did not cross state lines. We had no business being in Kenosha. Well, actually, he worked in Kenosha. His father, his grandmother, aunt, and uncle, and cousins all live there. He has no business. I didn't realize we're not allowed to go anywhere now. He was illegally carrying a weapon. By the way, let me backtrack. He has no business being in Kenosha. These are the same people who was like, well, that woman, you know, she got attacked. She had no business being out by herself late at night, walking to her car from the bar. Oh, I didn't realize, you know, just because she's a woman and it's late at night and maybe indeed it was a bad area, that she's not allowed. She had no business being there. Didn't say it was smart. You really shouldn't walk around in the bad area, male or female. You know, you go in groups. Yeah, do you want to do that at night? Yeah, you're rolling the dice. I mean, I walked in some bad parts of Los Angeles and bad parts of downtown, bad parts of every city in the country, frankly. I performed around not the entire country, but a lot of cities. There's bad parts of every town. But everyone has the right and business being wherever the hell they want to be, as long as they're not doing anything illegal. Let's go back. Here's the amateurs. Well, he was illegally carrying a weapon. Well, guess what? Wisconsin law says it's okay and legal for a 17-year-old to possess a long-barreled rifle. Not a handgun, a long-barreled rifle, which is what he had. He was only there to murder protesters. Actually, he wasn't there to murder anyone. He was cleaning graffiti and protecting businesses, putting out fires. Fires and businesses that were owned by black people, by the way, and providing medical aid. He stopped a dumpster on fire from blowing up an entire gas station. He shot three black people. Actually, he shot three white men in self-defense, two of which were, a multiple child rapist and a guy who had strangled women. Kyle Rittenhouse is a white supremacist. That's my favorite one. That's what's going to make this guy a multimillionaire with the slander lawsuits. You know, prosecutors actually seized his phone and found zero affiliation with white supremacy. Oh, he's a vigilante militia member. Right. Prosecutor seized his phone. No evidence linking him to a militia.
Well, he was an active shooter.
Yeah, actually, he only shot when he was being attacked, getting smacked in the head with a skateboard and having a gun literally, 2-3 feet away, pointed right at him.
Oh, he killed innocent protesters.
Well, he killed a pedophile and a domestic abuser and injured a felon who was illegally carrying a handgun.
He fled from the scene.
Well, actually, he cooperated with police and peacefully turned himself in.
He had no right to be there.
And the rioters did. It's absolutely comical that Black Lives Matter defends child rapists and women stranglers, white child rapists and women stranglers, and the mainstream media not only reports their protests, they simply omit the logic, rather the lack thereof, of this communist organization and their, quote, protests, not to mention they're straight up threatening the American people, as is the case in New York City, where BLM leaders, a.k.a. shit starters, straight up proclaim there will be violence and bloodshed. Now it's time to play That's Okay to You. That's okay to you? What, because you're on their side? And when your loved one is literally caught up in the crossfire, what say you then? When a 5-time child rapist who was caught using the N-word is killed, and Black Lives Matter defends that simply because the young man behind the trigger was white, that is racism, amateurs. That's okay to you? You're out of ammunition, guys. I don't mean literal ammunition. Amateur Nation, you got nothing. You have officially eaten yourself. If you're that blind to hypocrisy, there is no helping you. Only you can wake you up. If you still have Black Lives Matter on your social media, you are the problem. You are a communist. You are the enemy of this country. Just because you constantly hear that there's climate change and glaciers are melting, just because you hear something repeatedly, doesn't mean it's true. You know, like CDC stats and deaths related to COVID. There's no danger in challenging statements by the CDC or the climate change maniacs, because if those statements were true, those organizations wouldn't care. Why would the CDC or climate change proponents care if anyone spoke out against them and challenged their facts? If they were confident in what they had, they'd be like, all right, go ahead, check it out. It's because they know it's not true. There's no money to be made in truth. There's money to be made in panic, and fear and cutting loose combustible engines and forcing, yes, forcing, people to go electric and thereby annihilating the competition and running the table. There's money to be made in spreading hate and division and racism. Could we always be doing better to fight pollution? Of course. Start by cleaning up the planet from discarded useless masks. Can we do better in making sure citizens are treated equally, not preferentially, but equally? Of course. But taking away choice and having mandates, which are not laws, and simply giving people money or things that they haven't earned only creates animosity. And that's what Amateur Nation wants, because there's money to be made in that. You think the government knows what's best for you? Do you really think the government is smarter than you? Do you think you're that dumb? You think you have no common sense or how to run your life? Your life, not other people's lives, your own. Honestly, if you think the government is smarter than you and that the government is your babysitter and knows what's best for you, you're already lost. You have lost. They work for us. Their job is just to make sure that we play by the rules. But we, the people, vote on the rules and those who enforce the rules. But they want to be the rules and have you, the American people, work for them. Them being the government, which is now a full-on business, a corporation. Have you no fight in you? You think everything you have is because the government lets you have it? You really think you should pay literally for the mistakes of people you never met in the past that own slaves? That's a debt that will never get fully paid. It would be impossible to pay that debt. And if you feel guilty for something you had nothing to do with, you're weak. You're not virtuous, you're not generous, you're not a nice person, you're just a weak pussy. And America has no time nor place for you. We're not afraid of diversity and inclusion and equality. We don't like and are afraid of how the government tells you and us how to go about it. We're big boys. We're grown-ups. We got this far in life despite the government, not because of it. It doesn't bother you that they take hundreds of private fuel-burning jets to a climate summit? It doesn't bother you seeing the elite at the Obama mansion not wearing masks, but the help are? It doesn't bother you that governors like Newsom and mayors are constantly caught not wearing masks, shutting down your kids' schools, but they send their kids to private school and don't have their kids vaccinated? The best answer you have is, well, what can we do? Here's what, get out of my country, because you're the weak links. It doesn't bother you that facts are presented every single day about vaccine side effects and faulty COVID stats, illegal immigrants who bring drugs, disease, and violence and child sex slaves to this country and could be getting paid nearly $500,000. That doesn't bother you? It doesn't bother you that these politicians are multimillionaires when they're supposed to be public servants? It doesn't bother you that there's no wall protecting our country but one still remains at the Capitol? It doesn't bother you that the statues are torn down? Small businesses are killed. Oh, that's right. It didn't happen to you, so it's okay. And it didn't happen to you because you complied. You're okay with threats and blackmail? It doesn't bother you that photos of you and your kids for the last 2 years have a mask over everyone's faces? Jesus, you'll put up with anything, won't you? Well, when you're chipped and tracked and living on a steady diet of shots and drugs, and they're talking about getting booster shots every year, getting six to be fully vaccinated, and getting shots and drugs to stay alive and be pseudo-free, maybe then you'll get it. But keep thinking that just because time passes, things need to become more technologically driven and space-agey. Your life and vision of the future is sad, bleak, and sterile. You think they can clean up the planet? They can't even clean the streets of Los Angeles. The homeless are literally living in the sewers underground, popping their heads up like a whack-a-mole game in the manhole covers. Go to Street People of Los Angeles on Instagram. You can see the video. What, that's one case? That's okay? The fact is, they're not doing anything about it. You're going to die with your principles, which aren't even principles. You're following orders. You will die following orders. Because what? Well, it's better than Trump. Are you, your city, your state, your peace of mind, better than it was in 2019? Oh, it is? You're lying. You're a liar. It doesn't bother you that a former president who used to preach hope and go America is literally now telling young people and your kids to stay angry. Not work hard and fight communism and do the right thing or be peaceful or be a good person or do what's right. Stay angry. That seems normal to you? What, because he's black, he's a two-termer? Yay, I admit, I got snowballed. I got snowed by Obama, and I voted for him the first time, once, but he did nothing, so I didn't vote for him again. And remember the 2008 recession? Uh-huh. Who was president? Yeah, deja vu, huh? You're okay with BLM raising billions with a B and doing nothing and giving no money to a single minority. What's wrong with you? You say you want to protect your family? Make money? Get ahead? Be safe and lawful? Congratulations, you're a conservative. You're a conservative right Republican. Doesn't mean you always agree with others. Doesn't mean you always agree with everyone in that party. But you can't live life with one set of values while speaking out against the very lifestyle, the very principles, the very code of ethics that got you there. The government didn't get you where you are. You got yourself there. And if you go by that code and yet speak out against it, that makes you a hypocrite. Like the very politicians pulling the strings. Every one of them is a Republican. They're Democrats in name only. Trump woke you up, amateurs. Trump woke up the country and the world. You're just too stubborn and stupid to admit it. Few things not on the main menu. Not quite the entree, but they are a la carte. Here we go. The Rittenhouse verdict should be hereby known as the FAFO precedent. F-A-F-O. Fuck around and find out. It's killing BLM amateurs that the child rapists and violent looters he defended himself against weren't black. It's just killing them. Why did they have to be white? Even though the amateurs in mainstream media and BLM still ignorantly ignore blatant simple facts, as I stated earlier, and state otherwise and rely on amateurs to simply not use Google to see for themselves. But then again, amateurs emote first, listen to logic, and have critical thinking later, if ever. AOC is so dumb.
How dumb is she?
I guarantee you, AOC thinks she can get pregnant from giving a blowjob. To be clear, parents taking an active role in not wanting their kids' propaganda programming by corrupt school board members are, quote, domestic terrorists. But Black Lives Matter threatening bloodshed about police reform in New York City, that's okay. Black Lives Matter threatening to destroy Kenosha over the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict, where we have a kid acting in self-defense when a white guy pointed a weapon at him at point-blank range, that's okay. Oh, we crossed the border? Yeah, I covered this earlier, but what happened to borders are just imaginary, like the one in Mexico. Amateurs, you got nothing. You're wrong and you know it. You, amateur nation, are now the terrorists who choose to ignore logic and then do nothing because it doesn't affect you. As long as you aren't inconvenienced and your kid isn't shot and your kid isn't taught communism. But make sure you get him or her vaccinated and then check in with me when they're a teenager with myocarditis. You did that, parents. Holiday diet tip. Did you know if you eat something bad for you, but then immediately brush your teeth? Never happened. Look it up. I think I saw it on CNN. No disrespect here. I just don't get the idea of assembling puzzles. I don't get it. I respect anyone who enjoys puzzles or finds it relaxing or calming to do them. I don't understand the concept. Here's something to put together, and when you're done assembling it, you can't use it for anything. Oh, and you already know what it is, and when you're done, destroy it and never touch it again. Right? What am I missing here? COVID! Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm over it. Oh, and speaking of fast food, Subway is being sued because their tuna contains chicken, pig, and cow DNA. They should work with Big Pharma making vaccines. Subway, eat fraud. You know, I love every segment on this show, but in particular, this week's three pro things could be one of my favorites. Number one. The first thing that is done right on this week's show, the 2021 NHRA season champions. What a season! For me personally, it was especially good because it's the season where NHRA.com and the printed magazine that goes with it, National Dragster, printed my article. My article called 70 Reasons Why NHRA Drag Racing is the Greatest Sport on Earth, and it made the cover. And it's also the first time a fan had an article printed, let alone making the cover. So that was, this year is one of my favorites when it comes to drag racing. I admit that I'm a little biased there. But let's get to the racing. I also got to see races live this year for the first time in Norwalk, Ohio. I mean, I'm from Ohio, and I've been to all the other tracks, never Norwalk. And I was able to bring two friends to see drag racing live for their very first time. But to the season itself. Here we go. Steve Torrence wins Top Fuel for the fourth year in a row, which is something very special. And he won the final event of the season in Pomona itself. Ron Capps came out of nowhere, kinda, to win Funny Car for the second time in his career. My boy Matt Smith wins his fifth world championship and the event in Pomona as well. And my favorite storyline, pro stock champion Greg Anderson, wins the world championship after a 10-year drought and wins the event at number 99. He recently surpassed Warren Johnson's record, his mentor, and now he's at 99 for sure next year. He gets win number 100, and I see him surpassing 100 wins next season and possibly retiring, but I hope that doesn't happen. And 2022 season looks great with the return of Tony Schumacher. Leah Pruitt and Matt Hagen are switching to Tony Stewart's new race team, plus some other storylines that aren't official yet, so I'm not going to be irresponsible by reporting them. But do yourself a favor. Don't just watch the races when the season picks up again mid-February. Go to a race. I've introduced the sport to 7 people who attended it for the first time, and they loved it. For me, it's my Christmas. It's affordable. It's America. It's loud. And it's soul-stirring. Number 2. Bruno Massal. You might know him from being a track correspondent in his NHRA 101 segments during the races on Fox Sports 1 during NHRA drag racing, or you might know him as the lead host and mechanic on the Motor Trend Network show Garage Squad, one of my favorite shows on TV, or the host of Truck U, also found on Motor Trend. But he's also the current world champion in the Comp Eliminator category, winning it all in Vegas very recently. Bruno Massal, I've been following this guy's career the last few years. The man does it all. He races, he wins races, he reports, and he hosts. This very fit former model somehow manages to have a family life, raising 2 boys with his wife and races pro stock part-time with Elite Motorsports with Erica Enders. Now, I don't know how many hours are in his day, but his work ethic, his knowledge and consistency of delivering professionalism behind the wheel and the microphone are nothing but impressive. When he's hosting, you instantly can see this is not a talking head reading from a teleprompter. He's a knowledgeable broadcaster and obviously a formidable racing opponent. I certainly can't guess how his personal life is, nor is it my business, but this is one centered cat who is doing life right. He is a pro. Number 3. I love succinct sentiments, especially when they're full of logic and common sense. Case in point, this tweet by James True. You can find him on Twitter, I guess, at JARUE369. Here's what he said. If you believed in COVID, you would wear a mask at home. You don't believe. You're simply afraid to doubt in public. Remember, your family is expendable, but that guy in the subway is totally worth the asphyxiation. Succinct, common sense, nice little touch of sarcasm. That's pro. Once again, luciantini.com/shop is where you'll find the No Amateurs tees and keychains on sale just in time for Christmas. Make a great stocking stuffer. Follow my Instagram at lou.santini3. Getter at luciantini. TikTok at Amateur Nation. Lou Santini Entertainment on Facebook and my YouTube page. And check out my new parody song on there as well. Email me to maybe win a free t-shirt and keychain from the show. lou@luciantini.com. Amateur Nation is not just a podcast. It's a movement. Tell everyone. Tell one person you know. Remember, amateurs, we see you. You're not at home. Don't do life wrong. Go pro. Don't be an amateur. For Amateur Nation, I'm Lou Santini, and this has been a Big Major production.
Bye, Lou. Gonna miss you.
They're finally here.
The new No Amateurs men's and women's t-shirts and keychains.
The men's tees are a soft, high-quality, pre-shrunk cotton poly blend.
It's sport royal blue.
Displaying the No Amateurs logo with the waving American flag centered atop.
Available in medium, large, extra large, and double extra large.
The women's tees are a lightweight, super soft, high-quality, pre-shrunk cotton poly blend.
In royal blue.
And are fitted, displaying the No Amateurs logo with the waving American flag.
Available in small, medium, large, and extra large.
The keychains are made from durable
rubber with the No Amateurs logo and the waving American flag.
T-shirts just $22.95.
Keychains just $5.
Please add $6.95 for shipping and handling for all orders inside the U.S.
Order any two shirts and get a free No Amateurs keychain.
Available at LouSantini.com.
LouSantini.com.
Say no to amateurs.
And go pro.
And order your No Amateurs t-shirt and keychain today.